I guess I just wanted to take a moment just to say thanks for coming up. I mean, I did welcome said, I'm so glad you're here because we're ready to work with whoever is willing to give us a helping hand. And I feel like it's only proper that I say, well, thank you for coming. But I must say that as a result of the conversation, like, I felt like it was a positive buzz in the room. And that when I walked away yesterday, like, it was actually better than what I thought. And Ken, both of us had a little minute in the hallway to talk about that, because I didn't think that people would be so committed. And so when I went home last night, I said, there was something different about the conversation. I was saying, what was different? And the only word that I could put on it was the word respect. And I feel that the conversation was here was very respectful, because there's a shift happening. There's things happening. I said, you know, why is it we're having a conversation like this now that may be a little bit different than what it would have been, say, 15 or 20 years ago? I mean, 15 or 20 years ago, what happened in this town stayed in this town. And if I was the mayor, I wasn't going to share my secrets or ideas with anyone else, because I wanted us to get ahead and nobody else. And I think we're starting to move away from that. We're moving away to more collaboration and partnership and all for one and one for all. You know, a good idea, and hopefully we can all get a piece of the pie. So I run home to my council meeting last night, and I said, we're talking about Grenfell's Gardens. And they said, well, I've only been there for 25 years, so I don't know all the history yet. But they said, Sheila, there's a place here at Grenfell. Had developed gardens and used to bring the products back to the hospital to feed the people in the hospital. So, my goodness, I didn't know that. So, you know, like, it was that sense of, wait, now, you know, we can all benefit here. You know, and I think that the shift is in thinking has happened both locally and externally, because we're moving away from the point of I know best. You know, I'm sure there was a time when the university would come back down and say, I can fix your problems. I'm going to tell you what to do and how to do it, and this is what you'll do, and that people would say, well, okay, I guess the experts always know best, the doctors always know best, but that's not what's happening now. So we have these experts in academia saying, we know what the research says, but we want to hear what the people are saying. That, you know, the expertise is not just in the written word in a book, that it's the fisherman who's out in the boat. Come in and tell us what you think. Tell us what you see. Tell us what you've done. And that's a shift. That's a significant shift. So you're not coming in to fix our problem. You're coming and say, I'll help you fix your own problem. And that's kind of where we need. We need the empowerment. Nobody's going to come in and fix us. And we're not leaving. So we'll take your words of wisdom to help us continue to stay here. Because, I mean, when that report came out, Vile Statistics, the Harris Center report, I mean, everyone first, you know, sunk in their seats and said, oh, no, did you just say we're not going to be here in 20 years? Well, then that only lasted for a short time, because one thing about us up here on the Northern Peninsula is say, well, we are not going to have that. And, you know, there was a sense of invigoration. And there's definitely been a shift. And I mean, I've only been on council for 4 years, but I kind of feel that up here in this region, particularly up on the Northern Peninsula, I mean, we are so far off the beaten path when you talk about TransCanada, we have some real key players. It's almost like putting up a tent in different spots. We've got strong advocates that are pulling on ends of the tent that, for the people who don't want to come, either you jump off the tent, fall off the sides, or you're coming up with us. And having these type of sessions helps us also network amongst ourselves, and that we are pulling on the ends of the tent, and we are pulling the tent back up, because, you know, we're still going to be here, and that we've got lots of resources and that we're willing to maximize on them. So I know that was a long way of saying thank you, but thank you for the locals that came and shared their ideas. Thank you for the academia for coming and asking us what do we think. And thank you for going away and continuing to do the research to help us.